crowd, everybody that's punctual gets to hear the official kickoff, and I want to welcome everyone on the call right now to another edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I am not your host today. That would be Denny Rogers, my illustrious father, and he's going to take over for me in my absence as I go flip pancakes for a pancake breakfast to raise money for scholarships at our local fire department here. So please look forward to joining us next week. And we've got some amazing, what the guys are going to talk about today, what Dad and Terry are going to be discussing today, we're going to see the how you can implement that, and I guess we should better say the results of that. And when you put this kind of stuff into action, what it yields as far as the commission check from NECAN. So, Denny Rogers and Terry Latham, the floor is yours. Have fun. Hey,
well, thank you, Vance.
Thanks, Vance.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I know Terry and I are going to just kind of have a little fun here today and talk about the business aspect of this company and show you what it's all about. And one of the things that a lot of people, I was just talking to the gentleman from Baton Rouge on the phone there, and a lot of people that we found that come into NECAN, they get excited, and what do they get excited about? They get excited about the products because the products, they dramatically got relief. And that's the same thing that happened to me was that, you know, three days after I got the products, I got dramatically relieved, and so I got excited about talking about the products. So I did it for about 2 weeks, and finally got discouraged and called Dennis Williams up and said, Dennis, what am I doing wrong? And he said, well, what are you doing? And I told him, and tell him all excited about the product. And he said, this could be the problem. And he said, what do you mean? And he said, well, Danny, what got your attention? And he says, I said to him, well, that $10,000 check that you made in 9 months. And he said, well, that's it. He says, most people, and 99% of the time, would rather make money than spend money, and especially spend money on something they don't know nothing about. So that's the key element, is asking the right questions, and the questions are, do you want to make some money? And so that's what Terry and I are going to talk about a little bit about today. And Terry, why don't you just tell them a little bit how you might have got started and just where it went from there.
Okay, I was first introduced to NECAN by a family member of mine, and it was about, and I said, I'm gladly declined because I've been approached with other things before, and I didn't, you know, give NECAN any credence. I didn't even really dive into it at all, like, I guess because of the way it was approached, because what you just said, Denny, is it was based on products, and I'm not there to move products, and this is by way of, now that's why we built a network, but when the way I was approached by selling products, I didn't want to do that kind of stuff because I was already too busy to do anything else. At least that was my perception. But 14 months later, that I was introduced, I'll clean it. Okay. But it was 14 months later that my wife asked me to sit down with this guy, and I kindly I said, okay, I'll do that. But there's a little bit more to the story, but since we have a short time on the call, I sat down with him, and what I heard from him, and everybody knows my sponsor, Rick Murphy, it was freedom of choices. We didn't get into products. We didn't get into really the business. He asked me how my week was. I told him it was, you know, kind of, it was okay. That's how I responded. I asked him how his week was, and he shared with me, and it all kind of revolved around freedom. And not quite a bit. It all revolved around freedom, and that's what I wanted. I wanted freedom of choices. So at that point, we inked the application. That's all it took for us. I mean, when the commitment level. That's my biggest deal, Denny. As we talk today, it's when we do meetings. We kind of ask people, "Are you ready to get started, or do you need to see this thing again?" Because it's almost like Pete and repeat. There's so much information that's out there. So at the end of our presentation, we kind of help assist them to make a decision. And the reason I tend to do that because that's all it took for me. And you know, I don't think I need to go down to 8 different. Sit downs just to try to convince somebody to join us on our team to join for $35 because I go back to when I got involved once we inked the application, like I said, and it came down for me. It was a time for me to be and a chance to get home with our family.
So what was the key thing that really got you going? I mean, what kind of kicked things off for you?
the dream. Yeah. Denny, I mean, the fact that, I come from a software background, and for those that have either come from the technology sector, you know, we made a lot of money. I mean, I'm talking about for people who work a job, we were in the top 1 or 0.1 percentile of what incomers make when it comes to a job, a person working a job. But that's shifted. But the biggest thing was the more income we made, the less time we had. And there's really a glass ceiling to what you can get. And it's kind of funny how we go from working to get things to working to keep things. And we can easily catch ourselves doing that like people have today. You know, people found themselves working to get things. Now the economy shifts. Now they're working to keep things. And they're stressed out beyond belief because everything is shifted by the way we work. And it's not going to go back to, the people who've lost their jobs. Those jobs are not going to be there. They're gone. Everything has shifted, and it's a world of opportunity out there if people start to understand how to do this thing.
Right, and the key thing is that you have to find the people that want to do something. It's amazing that so many people lose their job, and they'll sit around, mope around, and put out their resumes, but will they do anything about doing something for themselves? And it's amazing how many people won't. But the key thing is asking the right questions, isn't it, Jerry?
Oh, yeah, you bet. You know, Denny, and you've been in, what, 17 years? I've been eight and a half, 9 years, and it's totally shifted from, I know it has from the day you started, just by way of technology, and even from when I got in, and it's, even in the past, if we look at everybody listening in, the just the past 12 to 18 months, just think how everything has shifted by the way we communicate. I mean, I remember when I first got involved with Nikki, and I refused to have a cell phone, and I had a pager. And then this is serious stuff. Now when I first got in, and then it got so people paged me, and I refused to get a cell phone until we went sober. And that was my driving force because I got tired of stopping off of payphones. Now how many payphones do we see out there today? And, you know, and it shifted to the laptop, all the laptops. Because we had computers, but in laptops. But now people that start there out of communication. I was talking to a guy that worked at Cisco, and he's one of the top executives at Cisco, and he said. He used to do all this stuff on an international business with no computers, no cell phone. He goes, I wonder how we did that. Well, now, and I can remember here just within, 8 months, I said, I would never text. And it seems like that's all we do is text. And you start talking from the boomer generation to Generation X to Generation Y. Heck, you can talk to Generation Y, and those are people from basically ages 30 to 18. They can hold a conversation, type on the computer, and text somebody at the same time. So everything has kind of shifted, but now technology has caught up with our means of distribution. This network marketing is ready to fly.
Yeah, it's made it so much easier since we got... Well, I was trying to think about 2002 that we met. We came down there in the coach and did a presentation. And I was kind of joking around with you a little bit and finding out where you want to go with it. And you made the comment, says, Danny, you make this fun. And I said, yeah. Right. And that's the whole key thing about it is making it fun. And one of the things that I kind of have a lot of fun doing is seeing how far I can ask a lot of questions before I do pop the right question and see how long I can go. So it makes a lot of fun. Since you've been involved, and it's things like you just said, things, a lot of things have changed, and I know right now that you've developed and working with a program and keeping your team on track, and you have a call every Monday night, and it's very, very interesting how the people are dedicated to doing this, and what do you explain to them or ask them to get them involved in this?
And the NECAN itself
after you get them on board and get them, we could back up, I guess, to get them involved, but I was trying to get, I was jumping ahead to the program.
That's good, and I'm sure probably the majority of people listening in remember when we used to run a call referred to as P1, it was Pathfinder 1. And that's a lot. I mean, it's just almost the same thing, with the exception of that now there's an exit strategy. One of the things, Denny, as we go forward, look, over the past 10 years, network marketing has experienced a 91% growth. And over the next decade, they expect over 200 million people to join network marketing. For the first time in my NECAN career, have I ever thought of a fear of loss. Now, the reason I say that... NECAN is the only one of our kind, and it will revolutionize network marketing. But when you understand, when people realize that many people are looking for an opportunity in network marketing, a chance of freedom, it's just time to really go spread it and get this thing, and kick this thing in high gear and not worry about that. So the reason behind the call, everybody would like to go silver and they reward. Heck, everybody would like to go diamond, but the fact remains, most people won't make it to the the Royal Diamond level and all that kind of stuff. Most people will get to a point where they finally pay their bills and they're just happy there. They just don't realize that's all they really wanted.
Sure, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you're explaining me exactly, because I thought that if we made gold, when we were gold, we were making about $5,000 a month, and I felt comfortable at that point. So I never expected to be Royal Diamond. I really didn't, because we'd been in another network marketing company for 14 years, and we had just advanced to the first level, and it was so hard to get to the next level, see? So, but this is so much different. So go ahead now. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. So what I do is I'll find the people who want to go silver. So the biggest thing I do is they've committed, they want to go silver, because I always tell people the average income at silver is a mortgage payment, and that can go from next, that can hit a lot of different facets by way of what people think about that. And everybody likes to have a mortgage payment. I mean, we can think of several million people who would love to have a mortgage payment that I pay for today. And somebody declares they want to go silver, there are certain things I want. It's the same thing I do on the call, and I have a commitment form they fill out. Now, that's for people who commit to the call itself. But even to go silver, I want people to give me a copy of their 100 name list with phone numbers, and if they can, email addresses. And the reason I want to do this, because it's just, right off the bat, when they give us the 100 name list, a copy, and that, let's say that we'll have a coach and a mentor, and a coach happens to be there up on silver or above who's in actively building, and the mentor happens to be that person's sponsor who's actually building their business. Now, the reason we do this, once the coach and the mentor happens to get that 100 name list, right off the bat, something happens with the person who created the 100 name list. It starts to form that partnership. They start to understand that there's somebody in there willing, going to help them. A lot of times people get there, they say, okay, get your 100 name list, just get your top 30 people, start making contacts. We've got to realize most of these people are petrified and they make calls. They wanted a partnership. We know we had the best opportunity ever. I mean, we're not going to ever see another NECAN. We're just not in our lifetime. We're not going to see this kind of stuff. And people will ask me all the time, and I know everybody on this call has had somebody come up with a jug of juice. And I said, well, why would they see a jug of juice? Well, Denny, you hit it before. If people got to realize it's all about the opportunity. It is all about the opportunity. People are looking to get free. They're not looking to spend money. They don't want to do that kind of stuff. We know people out there, they're going to lose their feet just because they have peripheral neuropathy. They'd rather not spend $60 because they don't have the money. So people are joining network marketing left and right. So another thing on a commitment level we want to do is make sure they invest in one of the two larger packs, and that's the better or best pack. And that's because they're getting really close to a wellness home. They have to be on auto ship, all this kind of stuff. But what I've done on the call on Monday night, it's being able to leverage all the other things that we have out there, but it's to teach the simple basics. Once people get the simple basics and understand how simple NECAN is, their business tends to go. They understand where to find the information. I always like to share with people, Denny, that we've built our whole business leveraging tools. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was driving to make sure I didn't get a beat then. It's not that we are really that great. I mean, We learned from people like yourself, Denny, how to create enough interest and then let the information come from the tools. So that's what we basically do on that call. I have 10 people who I'm interacting with who are all new. Some of the people signed up just 2 weeks ago to 90 days, but they're all green. They don't know that much. They're just hungry, and they're just full of the dreams. And the biggest thing is once we show them how simple NECAN is, because if people start to realize, if you look at NECAN from the outside, there are a lot of products. And for some reason, sometimes, and I don't know if whoever, sometimes we sign an application for $35 and then we tend to want to wear a white coat. We want to help diagnose their problems. They have this kind of ailment. What should they use? Well, this, that, and the other. Well, that, now the information they're starting to hear, that's pretty complex. If we start to help them understand how simple NECAN is, and that's leverage tools, for instance, there are calls out there, webcasts, or just online presentations that go through products. That's simple, basic presentations. If people want details about products, that's where I send them. I don't go, if they ask me something, Denny, such as they have problems with their head, it's a migraine headache. They ask me how to do it. I say a wellness home. I just keep things really simple. if they ask me how things work, I say, I actually don't know, but I've got a call that you can plug into. It kind of gets into how the Wellness Home ties into things. But that's, you go, sorry, but kind of bounce around, Denny, but on the call on Monday night, it's what we do is for those people who are new, it's able to be able to teach a lot of people who are listening in through third-party credibility. In an instant, the people I'm teaching happen to become my third-party credibility because the people listening in, it becomes real. Because, you know, Denny, you're a Royal Diamond, have a tremendous amount of success. We're diamonds. We've had a lot of success in NECN. A lot of times when we tend to teach people who are new in NECN, they forget that we started off and signed up for $35 too.
Yep. Well, one of the key things is when they report into you, what do you kind of go through or ask them?
Well, on a weekly basis, they have to, you know, there's reassignments and listening to CDs and listening to stuff. How they list it doesn't matter to me. That's another thing, a big shift. It used to be tapes of CDs. Now I don't know how they're going to listen to it, but the books of CDs and make sure they're on the call. They need to either be giving a presentation / get to a meeting, and I don't care if it's a hotel / in-home presentation. So they start to understand the simple basics around building this thing. And how they come in to each week, when we do a roll call, we ask, you know, if I said, Denny, are you complete or incomplete? And if they state they're complete, that means they've done everything by way of at least their 5 presentations, 5 new people a week. And that's just the basis.
When you're talking presentation, what do they have to do to consist of their presentation?
Well, now that's a great question, Denny, because we have InTouch, we have CDs, we have DVDs, we have all this kind of stuff. Long as they give them something or they sit down until that, and they purchase an entry tool, and they view it or listen to it, and they get to a point to make a decision, yes, I want to go forward or no. Now, the reason I do this, I don't specify that they have to get face-to-face, because I know the people I'm directly working with, we're getting face-to-face, and they're going to hear the success. That they'll start to learn through the other individuals what's most successful. And because of technology, we can do webcasts, do all this kind of stuff. We are in the people business. You know, I'm sure there's people been listening in today, has been involved in over 5-10 years. So for the longest time, people have gone in and maybe try to sell a Wellness Home. People kind of realize we are in the people business. One of the things, Dan, we were talking about the other day, and we'll share it. I'm starting to focus on all the leaders, or people who really want to, even starting today, that they should really focus on having 100 people per person to convention in Texas, in Dallas. 100 people. And one of the things I tell them, they go, Ralph, they go, man, that's a lot of people. And I said, yeah, because you're caught in trading time for dollars time. We're talking about network marketing, and we're talking about a people business. We're not talking about trading time. So there's one of the things we have to help them understand is just shift of thought. So that's one of the things we want to teach.
Great. Well, one of the things I know, I talked to a couple of your guys you just brought on board, and it was amazing that their backgrounds and what they were doing, but they realized they were trading time for dollars. And I know one guy, he said that he'd been introduced to it about a year ago, and the timing wasn't right. And so many times that when we talk to people, we'll forget about them, and that's the wrong thing you want to do. Just put them on the back burner and touch them, and just say, hey, you mind if I touch base with you periodically, you know, as the course goes on? Because just like this gentleman, that he was so heavily involved in the restaurant chains and all that type thing, but he could see that he wasn't getting any free time, and that's what finally caught his attention, the freedom. And so one of the things that really impressed him was the fact is that what Terry has now to work with and come on board with to keep him on track. And so that's one of the key things that people don't have today. If they don't get focused on something that can get them on track and keep them from getting discouraged, you're going to lose them. And that's, I think, that happened time and time.
You know, Denny, you bring up a key point. People got to stop worrying about losing something and go work to get something. And there's a whole shift of thought. We tend to worry about, oh, if I say the wrong thing, they might not build this thing. That's a total backwards way of thinking. If we go work to get something, which means we tell people what they need to hear to build this, if we realize we're only looking for 3 to 6 frontline or even legs to really build this thing, and we need to sort through the masses just to get to those few, what are people willing to pay? You know, Dennis and Ruth sent out a great email, their newsletter, talking about the numbers that these people put through, and I think the top builder in Metallica. They asked him, what's the secret? He goes, no secret. I talked to over 2,000 people to get to where I am. You know, now, well, who is the other person? I think it was Mark Arnell, I can't remember, the 1,200 people. 1,200 no's before he got that, 80 people who joined to get 12 to build it. There's actually no secret if people start to realize we are in the people business. And what people are looking for today are people to stand up proud, their chin held up high, their chest stuck out, and their shoulders held back, saying, we're going to build this. And I will lead you to the basic promised land. If you are scared, we have an answer. People are not going to join NECAN. They're going to join you. They're going to join the fact that you have a plan to get this thing done. Because you tell people, you know, during this time of crisis, do you have a plan B, or do you have a plan to help your family? And most people say, no. You can just tell them, well, I do. And then they'll say, what's the plan? Now, how many people do I tell anything about NECAN? And, you know, the main thing about doing that, it simplifies the process, because before you even get to the plan, you say, look, I need to let you understand what the company is and what we're all about before I get to the plan. And then this is what people got to realize. The information sells the people. Benny, I was up in, Spokane, Washington. They brought me up to the center, started to teach and do some things, and I looked at everybody. And I almost stopped. I was only there for about 5 or 10 minutes, and I almost said, I don't know what to teach you, because you all know the answer. You know, isn't it funny, Dan? We all know the answer, but we want to really, when it comes down to it, we're trying to find an easier way to do it. And there's no easier way to do this thing. It's right there. You know, one thing your wife shared with me, Danny Shar, that when y'all got in, y'all were so scared that everybody's going to hear about this thing. Y'all just took out like a cannon, bam, and just ran and talked to everybody. I was listening to a CD the other day. The guy says, you almost have to be psychotic to build this thing, depending where you want to take this. So if people want to take this to the top, understand what we have our hands on, because I know the people listening, that we have no idea what we actually have our hands on. I've been really going back to the beginning. I'm prospecting harder than I've ever done, and I'm having more fun doing it, because I can call real estate agents, or for example, real estate agents, they're in a pinch right now. I could call them, Denny. You and I have a lot of fun doing this. I've learned all from you. But I could call them out of the blue and say, hey, Denny, this is Terry Latham. And they'll go, well, hey, Terry. And I'll say, look, did I catch you at a bad time? No, go ahead. I'm not calling you anything to do with real estate. Just a quick question before we start to talk. Do you keep your options open to make more money? What do you think they say? Over 95% of them will say yes. Some will say, well, that's a stupid question. And I say, well, sometimes I get a stupid answer. But, you know, I'm here to save myself some time, and I'm only looking for a few people. And then, because, you know, I can share just a little bit, not much, I'm never going to go in and sell NECAN. That's what everybody's got to get. I'm not going to sell NECAN. They're not going to buy into that, because it becomes the same as there's Metallica, there's Mozzie. Why do people? They're looking for the opportunity. They want to hear in your voice and the way we speak on the phone, they know whether or not we're going somewhere or not. If we are timid, let me say this. If we are timid, the best thing you can do right off the bat is set the meeting or set a three-way phone call and get somebody in up on leveraging a powerful A to do a three-way call and bring some posture into that setting as fast as you can. If you don't have somebody, you can get access right off the bat. Say, I want to send you some information leveraging our InTouch. I've been leveraging the heck out of InTouch to zap it to them, because now, more than ever, everybody's looking, but I can save myself some time, zap out, say, 20 InTouches in a day. Then you have four of those guys say, yeah, this sounds really interesting. Now we have somebody hot. So when I go sit down with them, guess what I'm taking? I'm taking an application with a copy of the packs. I'm not going to chase them around and show them all this. Let me show you a joint compound. Oh, no, we have these great insoles. Yeah, let me give you a roll. The roll is going to come after the fact they decided to come on board for $35. Now, some of the people listening in said, this is kind of hardcore. Well, you bet it is. There are 200 million people joining network marketing next 10 years. And if you understand what I'm trying to say, people are looking for people who are going to stand up, chest stuck out, shoulders held back, chin held up high, let's go there. Even if you don't know, you're just getting started, if you don't know where you're going, if you have a dream and you understand what you have your hands on, that's where it comes down to listening to CDs, reading the books. Shut the television off. You know, I went to Denny's house, and Denny had all the stuff I've learned from you and Dennis. And, you know, the thing is, I get so excited, because, I got around you. You came down here to Austin, Texas, Denny. We went riding around, and all one-on-ones, you sat there and fired off a bunch of questions. You remember that guy? As a matter of fact, when you and I were in Houston, we sat down with that doctor.
The attorney?
Yes. We went and sat down with that doctor. We walked in, and I was dressed up, and you were dressed up, and we sat down, and the guy kept turning towards me, and you're kind of firing off questions, and I could tell the guy wanted to get to it. And then he kept looking at me, and all of a sudden I said, well, he's going to tell you about it. And I guess about, 20 minutes later, and you found out everything about the guy. And then it came down to that, and you dropped off the fact that, you know, you've made upwards around $70,000 in 1 month. And then they nailed right in on you. And that's when you had a course of the copy of the check, and everything shifted. But the coolest thing was, he started to see himself, and this is another thing, Denny, sometimes we become so polished. What people got to realize, we've got to be able to paint that prospect in the picture. We have to be able to show them that they can do this, not by telling them, you get your name list, I'll do all the work. That's not what you're going to do. If we can show them how they can do this, and that comes from leveraging our tools, maybe firing off enough questions like Denny did and leveraging tools, but if we can paint them in the picture, show them how they can do it, let them know, this is going to be difficult, but it's worth it. Anytime you can say, hey, this is the easiest thing I've ever done, you're going to turn them off. People don't want to hear that. They want something. If they do, let them go scratch off a lottery ticket. But what you're looking for are some people, and I tell the people I'm sponsoring today, Denny, I said, I will motivate you, but I expect the same amount of motivation in return. If I don't get that, enough said, I'll sponsor somebody else who will.
Right. Yeah, this exciting thing is to get people that get excited, because if you get somebody that comes on board and just, I don't know if these work, or, hey, so long. Next.
Yeah. Then, when I first met you, I swear, when you left, and I thought, I must have had you on three-way calls every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What we're saying here is exactly what, as soon as I met you and got your phone number, I told you I was going to use it. And if everybody listen, I tell you, I think you're the best when it comes to doing three-way calls. And that's not just beefing it up. I really honestly do, because you got a knack for that. But it's one of the things that I would do to get somebody on board, or I'd get them to a part of the process, and I'd get somebody who knew more about me. I had more success. Because at the time you and I met, Denny, I think I was a new gold.
Yep. Yeah, you were. How about giving that number out? Can we get that number from you for a Monday night?
Yeah, it's the same one everybody dialed in just now.
Oh, fantastic. So if you guys know what you dialed today, you got the right number, right?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock Central time that we do that. And it is recorded, and it's on focusongrowth.com. It's getting on track. And the first two calls we did, the first one, there was the introduction of all the people. The second one was the introduction of two, but they interacted. The biggest thing about the call, you're not hearing somebody like myself teach. It's really what you'll hear through those individuals we're talking through. You'll hear how they're learning. If you could go back in the first 3 months of Denny and Sean Rogers, and hear how they did and how they were able to do what they did, that's what you're going to hear from some of these people. A lot of people will start to hear their success. You'll hear also some people having a little hard time, but how we answer that, and how I'm able to leverage tools. Because I'm going to bring on Denny and Shaw Rogers to teach, and I'll bring on Vance, I'll bring on Dennis and Ruth, I'll bring on our upline, the same thing that we're telling you today, we're going to leverage on the call, but you'll hear how we teach these individuals. And every time you're in front of your new people, once you sponsor them, anytime you get in front of your downline, you need to leave them with a CD. And let me say this, not a product CD. And some of you guys will still do that, and the testimonials are powerful. Stories sell, facts tell, okay? People don't need all the facts about the products. They just need to hear about the testimonials. But one of the things I think is the most powerful thing for people to understand, I love leveraging third-party credibility CDs. You know, you got Danny Rogers CDs, all of the Story CDs, all that kind of stuff. But now we go down to the Jim Rohn CDs. Dave Johnson did a CD where he has Earl Nightingale, the Strangest Secret. All those CDs, and Earl Nightingale, Robert Kiyosaki. Those are things that start to build confidence around the opportunity so people start to understand what we have our hands on.
Yeah, when they get the information, it gets them thinking about how they can accomplish this. A lot of people come on board, they don't think they can do it, but that was one of the things that caught my attention. Dennis kept it so simple when we came on board. I knew instantly that I could do it. And when he was making 10 grand a month rolling backs, I said, shoot, I've been rolling sheet metal for 34 years, and I never made no 10 grand a month. So I said, yeah. That was simple for me. So why don't I give that number out, the guest number is, the number is, if anybody's got a pencil and paper, they can write that number down, because that way this will be recorded, that way they can get the number off the recording, and the number is 319-279-1000, and the guest code number is 62862-POUND. I'll read the number one more time, 319-279-1000. Code number is 62862-POUND. So,
and one of the things that, you know, Danny is like Murphy, Rick Murphy, who's my sponsor. You know, the call that we're doing Monday, I do my best to keep it around 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're doing, Rick and myself, you know, he'll teach on the compensation plan and go into some product teaching or how to get started and things of that nature. Those are simple things I don't need to worry about. They should get into the, you know, it's like I was asking you when you first, I said, Dan, if you had to do it all over again, you said, I'd spend 95% on my head and 5% on the business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what they're getting. Right. And also, don't know, you can go to focusongrowth.com for the recordings.
Right, right. I'm glad you mentioned that. Well, great, Terry. I appreciate the time and anything, and we'll go from there.
Hey, Danny, I got a question for you.
Sure.
If anybody on the call called you, would you do a three-way for them?
Sure.
Hey, I got a challenge for anybody out there. I bet my challenge is to anybody out there to do more three-ways with Danny than I will.
There you go.
Because I'll tell you, because Danny, this is the most exciting time I've ever been a part of Nick Kent. It's just like nobody's saying no, which, and that's with the new tools we have with InTouch and things. I know some of you guys are might be scared of InTouch. That's okay. I mean, if you don't have computers, that's okay. But there's everything else we have, what we're sharing, we have on CDs and things of that nature. But because everybody's looking, it's the way we approach them which turns them off. So, but understand this, the only way you get good at approaching people is by approaching people. You can't stay home and study and get it perfect. But the best thing you can now, at your warm mark, if you're new and you have 100-plus name list, say 200, 300, 400 name list, that's another thing shifted. Heck, Danny, when we first started Nikki, we always talked about 100 name list. Now we got people coming on 800 name list. But if you have 100-person name list, just because people say no today doesn't mean they're going to say no tomorrow. You might call them today, you're so nervous from what you say, you might turn them off, which is okay. The biggest thing that you can ever, that hurts you in this, is not calling them. Get your list of people, your 100 name list, with phone numbers. Call your sponsor and get over to their house and say, I want to make calls together. If you have problems doing that, call Denny or myself or Vance. We will help you make these calls. The reason I'm saying this, and now by doing this, if we do this with you, we're not going to waste any time. It's not to teach you. We're going to learn by activity, which means you're going to get nervous doing this kind of stuff. But the coolest thing is, after you make 10 or 20 calls, it gets easier and easier. Then once you start getting easier, it gets easier and easier. You start to find yourself talking to people on the street. Heck, Danny, what was that time that you were telling me? I'm sorry, I know you're trying to sign off, but I think it's so cool. Somebody asked you to go dressed up, wearing that goofy hat and stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
And you were able to...
I was in an department store, and this guy, we were looking at some clothes, and it was kind of a psychedelic plaid sports jacket, you know, and the guy says, you look good in this, Danny, and I says, yeah, I could prospect on that. Oh, you wouldn't do that, and I says, you just challenged me, and so I I bought it. It was really inexpensive, and I had a pair of shorts on. I mean, I was really dressed up. Then I had a hat on that said Shark Attack on the hat. And I just sat out in front of the store and just started smiling at people. And you know, I'd say, I gotta look goofy, don't I, you know, type thing. And just, but anyway, it's so easy. People are reluctant to, I mean, not reluctant to talk to you if you smile to them. All you have to do is smile and say, hi, how are you, or, you know, or something. They get a conversation going. It's so easy.
It is the fact that you're having fun that attracts people, Denny.
Well, one of the ones that just drives my wife nuts, because I'll see a lady that, you know, she might be dressed nice, and, you know, you say, I'd like to have her in my group or whatever and type thing, and I'll go up to her, and I says, man, you look familiar. You know, how many times have I ever done that? And you start talking with her, well, are you from this area? That type thing, you know, or whatever, and get a conversation going, and it's amazing. I've timed myself, and I've less than 2 minutes, I've had a phone number from somebody. So it's, you know, just making the commitment to do it. What, you know, say, I've had people say no. I'll give you a story about one situation where one nurse told me no because she got out of her car and she's really crippled all up, and you could tell she was crippled. And I went over and asked her, I says, hey, ma'am, and I said, I used to be like your situation. I said, would you be open to looking at some information and possibly get you out of that situation? And she says, no, I'm a nurse. So I walked away, but under my breath, I said, well, suffer then, right? I did my part. I felt good about what I said, so.
But, you know, Denny, you bring up a key point now, and I know we got a lot of people here, and this is, let me go ahead and say this. We're in a business where you get a lot of hugs and they can. It's time for us to add swagger. I mean, really understand what we have our hands on and then bring Neekin to the forefront. It's enough of being behind certain other companies. It's time to bring it to the top. But what you just brought up, Denny, about that, just think of the power of network marketing. Now that Denny's been built such a large organization, and you continue, for those of you who have had people who told you no, if you really want to help them, go build a large network, because somewhere in your network, somebody might know that individual and come back around and sponsor.
Yep, it's happened.
Yeah. It's just an amazing thing to start to understand what we have our hands on. And the fact that it's network marketing is more amazing. I mean, I like to let people know I'm a professional networker. You know, that hangs my hat with a company by the name of Neat Ken. And the neat thing is, people, just remember when. Remember this phone call. Remember where you are today, because there will be a time that you'll look back and say, oh, my goodness. And some of you guys might be living in areas right now that you might have been the only house in the neighborhood, and now you're surrounded by high-rises. And the way things have shifted, guys, when this thing hits, you're not going to recognize it. And you're going to have people who are going to be just joining and making $5, $10, $20,000 a month in maybe the first 12 to 18 months, real quick, maybe in 6 months. And you're going to say, how is this happening? That's hypergrowth. And we need to stop worrying to think that everybody, that the people need to know everything about everything. And what they really need to know is the simplicity about this and the fact that we have fun. And Denny, I look forward to really, like I said, this week I'll have you on several three-way calls, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Okay, thanks, Terry. Appreciate your call.
Thank you, Denny.
All right. So all those, we'll see you next week. Well, Vance, we'll see you next week, or hear from you next week. So talk to you later.